boom, 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 boom. Hello, 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 my lovely listeners. Today, it's episode, I'll stop counting, I don't know, 19 or 20. Anyway, I've got some mad experience to ask you to participate, and you have to bear with me and don't swap. Just bear with me for a second. I'm going to try to explain what I'm trying to do here, and I've got to do it because I'm confused and I'm just no, it ain't going to work. But if it does work, then I'm going to have to take it seriously. Anyway, right. As you know, I have moved to France because I had suffered with addiction and I had to get out of that space, get out of that environment to actually give myself the best chance to succeed, to change. And I have done that, and it's been really good. I've stopped smoking. And by the way, I'm going to mention that again in a minute. But basically, I have gone mad. Well, maybe not. Bear with me. Right. So, yes, I got back to France. I got back to France from UK. I've been there 20 years. When I got in France, I try anything to get better on any subject and trying to find myself. Right. So, I got introduced to these two women that actually, one is a healer kind of thing. She does use your energy within your body, and she kind of realign it. I mean, If I told this to myself about a few years ago or a year ago, I would have actually kicked the shit out of myself with a dildo, I think. But I was open to it this year, so I thought, well, why not? You know, it's only 40 quid, so just gonna give it a try. I'm gonna give it a try, see what happens. You know, what's the worst gonna happen? Okay. So the first one was Caroline, she's either Caroline, by the way, if you're listening. She's French, so she probably won't listen, but if she does, hello. Thank you again for what you did to me, it's fantastic. So she put her hands on some part of my body. No, not the part that you're thinking, you pervert. Not that part. She put it on my head and on my feet. And she spent about 40 minutes on me, I think. And the first time I spent time with her, I must say, I breathed like I never breathed in my whole life, like deep, very profound breathing, right? The first experience I had with her was quite something. I'm the kind of guy that believe what I see, and I was a bit perplexed, really, to be fair with you. I was like, what's this gonna do to me, really, you know? But I can only see the result, you know. She really helped me. I think the kind of stuff that she did to me really helped me towards my own getting rid of smoking cigarettes that I've been doing for like fucking 20, 30 years. And I actually stopped dead, cold turkey. I don't want to go back to it. It's just done. I mean, other books, and I mentioned the book that helped me as well, a couple of books actually, and I mentioned that in my previous podcast, so if you want to listen to that, you just have to go backwards. I'm not going to mention that again, because here today I'm going to try to be sure, because I want you guys to help me with an experiment. Okay, so I actually have a little background on this. So while she was doing this thing on me, I really noticed my hands, both hands were just getting warm, and I had pins and needles, like very, very high, annoying pins and needles on both hands. And I said to her, I said, I've got this, it's weird, you know, is that normal? And she said, maybe your body is trying to tell you something. Maybe you're a healer. And I just thought to myself, I was like, what the fuck are you on about? Me, a healer? Get out of here. I said, no, you're mistaken, man. What the fuck, man? I don't even know. I was, at some point, I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? But she said that at the time. She said, you might be a healer. Your body's trying to tell you something. So I didn't think much of it, okay? And I went on with my life, okay? And I just got on with my life. And then I'm trying to read, because I'm trying to read what I've put, because my mind is, as you know, I've got ADHD, and I'm very funny, I have something to read stuff. Anyway, so I've really felt a massive change really after the section anyway, besides my hands doing this. It was very difficult to explain what happened and how I felt. It's you gotta try. I mean, I would put this way exactly, because there's a term for it, but because I mean by river, and I've got no internet, I couldn't look it up. But she mentioned a book by Eric Pearl. I've spelled it wrong there, and I started to read it. And I gotta tell you, some weird things have been happening lately. Very weird. So basically, I read the book, and he just tells you that I realized he was a healer himself, and he was a bit like me. He was like, get out of town, me a fucking healer. But anyway, sorry if I'm swearing, kids. He mentioned something in the book saying that if you can up your energy with your hands, you know, maybe you can actually restart Dead Watch. you know, watches that just dead. Because some people with bad negative energy or the bad energy or the not aligned energy, they can actually stop watches from functioning normally. So my mum's partner has got three watches that dead. So I went in one morning before I went to work, and I just kind of did what the buttons existed. You know, I'm not thinking I'm going to start any of it. So I just pick up the first one, and just kind of wiggle it around, put it in my between my palm, kind of saying, "Come on, watch, walk." And the first one didn't work. I just thought, fuck it. And then I pick up the second one. And I just kind of jiggle it around, just don't know what I did with my hands, forget it, you know, whatever. Because at the point I was like, hey, that's just bullshit. But, and then I pick up the last one, the third one. And I did the same, just went to get around. And within a couple of minutes, I just noticed the fucking thing start working. The thing just start turning. I thought, well, one out of three, well, not bad. And then I noticed. The second one started to walk, but this one was stuck. It's kind of, it won't go forward, but I think it's a mechanical problem. But you could tell, it was like, if you've seen Interstellar, it was the same kind of thing. Like, I mean, maybe it was somebody trying to fucking tell me some Morse, or maybe it was me sending some Morse to myself. Oh, fuck it, I don't know. But I was like, well, that's just fucking weird, man. 2 out of 3, I mean, it's not, I would have been convinced if I had 3 out of 3, but 2 out of 3 wasn't too bad. I thought, yeah, but anyway, I'm still a skeptic about it. So I started to read the book again, a bit more, and within my meditation, the meditation app that I use, again, is Headspace, and at some point it does tell you that it's good to send some good vibes, some love to loved ones, to people that you like, and I've been doing that for a couple of months now, to Andy. From Andy is one of the guys, one of the person that is visualized, and I send good vibes, you know. I say, well, you know, it's gonna be okay, you're gonna be all right, you know, family members, all my friends, trying to think, just trying to send good vibes. And I was talking to Andy yesterday, and he said, man, you won't believe what happened, but it's a miracle, you know. My doctor's come to work out, he's got MS, it's not his MS, multiple sclerosis, and he can't play the guitar anymore because his left hand's just going. And apparently, you know, he had a problem with his eyesight, and I think his vision's got back. I mean, it's something that they classify as a miracle. And I just thought, hang on a minute, is it? Because the guy, Eric Pearl, said that you can do the healing at a distance. You don't have to touch anyone. You know, you don't have to really be there. You know, it actually is stronger when you actually further from wherever you're trying to heal. So I got thinking, I was like, hang on a minute, could it be that I actually somehow kind of not responsible, kind of helped towards this miracle that Andy's my best friend having? I didn't tell Andy that yet, because he would have told me, go fuck yourself. But I'm going to tell him like tonight, probably want to call him. And at the minute, I don't want to tell him actually, because at the minute I'm trying actually to kind of heal him with his multiple sclerosis, and trying to make him play the guitar again, because he can't right now. So I'm just not going to tell anything, and I'm just going to wait until the, because this should be a matter of weeks, and I'm hoping that in a couple of weeks he's going to call me and say, look, man, you won't believe that I'm actually playing the guitar now. So actually I'm going to keep that quiet. I'm not going to mention that I'm doing this behind his behalf. I mentioned that yesterday, that I might be a healer and I can actually maybe help you, because the guy mentioned that he does help people who've got problems with muscular things related to muscle problems. So I'm coming to the point, I'm going to try to ask you guys to help me on this one. It's basically, I want to prove to myself that actually I'm not a healer, because I don't think I am, but I've got to try to see, really, to put this at rest. I've got to try to see if I can hear somebody that I don't actually know. So I'm asking you guys to, if you got a problem, not with like financial, I can't help with that, I don't want to fucking tackle everything, I'm just gonna try to tackle something muscular, something that's the Eric Pearl mentions, something that I'm just gonna tackle that. So if you know somebody that's just not in a wheelchair, I'm not gonna tackle that kind of miracle yet, but somebody that wears crutches, or somebody that's got a problem that's got a problem with his health or with his movements, you know. If you know anybody that's got this, what I need from you is his name. Well, I mean, just like Didier, you know, I don't want his surname or his full name. I'm not trying to con you guys anywhere, yeah. And a picture of him, because I need to visualize his face. I don't want any more, I need anything else from them. I don't want to know what they have, what problem they got. I just want them two things, because I think that's enough to try to help the people. I help these people. So I'm asking you kindly if you can send me an email to Didier, so that's D-I-D-I-E-R, at thedronefilmcompany.com. That's my business email, but I pick it up every day, so I make sure that I know that I'll pick it up. That's, again, picture. Not good quality, yeah, because I've got to really, it's got to be clear, you know, and just them. And their name, just their first name, okay? Not their last name, not their family name, okay? Just that, those two things, nothing else. I don't want to know what problem they've got. But it's got to be, yeah, it's got to be muscular, you know, some kind of thing that they've been suffering for years and having a problem with, okay? I don't want to, not cancer, no nothing like, just to be too hard for me. If I really want to, if I can help people, I'm going to try something simple. I just can't believe I just said that. Well, anyway. So I want to prove to myself that I'm not either, and this is all bullshit, and it's fine, that I just need to put it to rest. So I'm doing this little test, so if you can help me out, that'd be awesome. I will put my email on the show notes again. I know you think I'm crazy, but yeah, I am. So yeah, I am crazy, but that's okay. You know, I'm okay with that. That's me, you know. And I think if you've been listening so long, so far, you know I'm crazy, but I'm likable. And I'm funny. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna give you this little joke on my way out, because I've been talking for 11 minutes and I don't want to take too much of your time. I've started to do a mini podcast on Mondays. I think I'm gonna do that, which is just a book, the best book, one of the book of the week I've been reading, and I'm gonna try to entice you, or try to manipulate you into get into it, because some good book changed my life, and I'm gonna actually talk a bit about it to try to tell you what it's about. So rather than just give you a list of books to read, I'm just trying to give you what I got from these books. So I think it'll be better. But anyway, I digress. The little joke. Well, it's not a joke. It's something that happened to me when I was 17. I can't remember actually. I was very young. Anyway, I was at my mum's kitchen. Yeah, I know. My brother was probably in the living room. Yes, in the living room watching TV, and I was in the kitchen. I was in the kitchen, because there was a TV in the kitchen. Obviously it was a Saturday or Sunday night, and if rounds back then, it was a little erotic movie, you know. So obviously doing what, you know, any respectable 17 years old, I'm actually 16 or 15, 15 I think, 15 years old guy, kind of trying to discover his sexuality, you know. I mean, a little juggle, shuffle, my dear. Yeah, shuffle, that's the better term for it, right? I'm not trying to put you a picture there, but anyway, I'm doing the deed, you know, and I hear, basically my mum's bedroom door is about 2 meters from the kitchen door, and straight up in front of it, so both are closed, and I hear a bedroom door open. Now in my head, and this is all in slow motion, you know, I've got two choices, I can't do both, I've got to choose between A, do I change the channel? Or B, do I put back my penis in my pants? I cannot do both, and either way, I'm gonna get caught. But I didn't think quick fast enough, obviously, because I had like not even a second, you know. It doesn't take long from a human being, the normal size, to go 2 meters and open another door and splash it open. Obviously, she'd see me. So I just opted for the channel. I don't know, I was hoping that if I changed the channel, she would just look under the table, like she did, but she opened the table, she opened the door, pretty open, obviously. I think I still had one end down, or did I? I don't remember, it's just beside the point, right? So she looks at me, like she just got up, so you know, she's a bit like, she's squinting at me, and she looks at me, and obviously, well, I kind of been caught, and I know I did the right thing about changing the channel, but I think I put the channel on some bloody fishing channel or whatever, which is unlike me, and I don't know. Well, anyway, she looks at me, and she knows something's up. She knows, she's my mum. She fucking, you know, she knows, she does know. And what she does, she just kind of bend over, or kind of bend and then look under the table. Obviously, she's so wet, she's so, you know. And she looked at me, she just laughed and closed the door behind her. And to this day, I am forever scarred that she did this to me. anyway, that was my little joke. It's not a joke, it's actually happened. I actually put that on Facebook about a few months ago, and my mum wanted me to take it out. And my old brother was like, "You can't put this on Facebook, man. This is personal shit." I was like, "Mate, that's just a funny story, man. It's not. Can you see the harm in that? It's just funny." And they were like, "I don't know. They were probably just thinking about how people are going to see us or going to see you or whatever." I was like, fuck people. I don't give a fuck what the people think. I just think this is a funny story, you know? What is that? Where's a wank in his life? I mean, come on. I think it's a pretty funny story, but it's not. This is just a fucking story, you know? But it's the way I say it. I guess it's just this choice that I had, like the Matrix, the blue, the red pill. And I didn't choose wisely, didn't I? But anyway. This is my little joke, and I'm gonna let you go with this fucking picture in your head. I think I haven't drunk today. I decided I just quit drinking because yesterday I do not remember what I did. I upset some people. I'm like Michael Jackson. No, I'm Samuel Jackson. I read the interview that he doesn't know how to do little, and I think I'm a bit like him. So I'm just gonna not smoke. I don't smoke anymore. And I'm not gonna drink. I mean, maybe on weekends, maybe once. I just kind of like want to have one beer and have two and have three and have four. And but you think before I know, I'm just drunk. And I've been taught how to drink in England, by the way. And you guys know a thing or two about drinking. And so I blame it on you. I blame it on the UK for giving me the test for alcohol. But I just worked out today that it's not good for me. I could use that time more efficiently. And since I've upset some people last night that I do occasionally, I'm not happy with myself. That's not me. So I'm just going to have to quit. Anyway, which is fine by me. I'm just going to drink tea. No, actually, there's caffeine in there. I need to drink less coffee as well because I'm already hyperactive, so I don't need this shit. Anyway. See, it looks like I've done coke, but I'm not. I'm just fucking, that's me. That's exactly me. If people that know me, it's just me. I'm just like, la, 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 bah, 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 bah. beautiful butterfly just passed by me. Anyway, right, I'm going to digress. I've been grumbling on for 70 minutes. Please, guys, help me out on this one. I need to prove this I'm not a eater. Okay? So just think about it, okay? If you know somebody, just please help me on that one, okay? And if I am a healer, but then I will help. Well, yeah, apparently it's a gift, and I've got to give it. It's a gift. See what I did there? Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for listening again. Honestly, I love you for sticking with me. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here twice a week now. Yeah, I know, twice a week. Fuck's sake, man. I'm going to fucking fill up with him just once, rambling about his shit. But I do it twice a week now because I think it's better. If I want to try a relationship with my listeners, I need to be there more often, you know. And I'm going to eventually want to try to do a week, or a daily video on my YouTube account. I just haven't really got around this because I'm doing a lot of things. I'm running my own business. I'm working part time at the minute because just got too much time. And I'm doing something that I'm actually doing an experience, which is I'm going to try to work on any shitty jobs for a pair of months. To actually give like a little report in the end, so for people who actually want to go doing these ventures, they're probably what to expect, what's good, what's not. At the minute, I'm working in a branchistry, which is a place in the hospital that you clean the shit. I mean, I see every kind of shit that you can think of, from yellow to black. I see bloodstains because it's an hospital, so you get people, homeless people's place, and it's stuff that come from the block, you know, operation and stuff. So it's pretty gross. It's smelly. I'm actually going to buy myself a mask next week because they don't give you that. And I want to do this not a shitty job. It's in France they say there's no sub job. Pas de sous-métier. So there's no sub job, and I believe that's pretty fucked up as a job that is. But I've met some really cool people in there. That's what I like, you know. The guy I worked with this week, it was pretty cool. He's funny, very funny as well. I mean, a singer. Actually, he can't sing for shit. But I was gonna tell him that. I said, yeah. I think you can sing, man. You should go on The Voice. No, actually, I should encourage it. Anyway, I'm gonna do this because I think it'd be a good project. You know, little pet project. You know, Oh my god, my ears are so bloody making noises, you know, and people, they say that someone's somebody talking about you. Like, you know, man, there's some fucking angry people right now. Anyway, I've gotta go, guys. It's been ringing on for 20 minutes now, and it's not fair on you and your day. I love you. Have a great, great, great weekend. It's Friday. It's going to come up, so by the time it's 9 o'clock in England, I think it'll be live. Just would you fuck off? Oh, man. Anyway, you fuck off, you cunt. What the fuck is wrong with these fucking bees? I've got nothing for you. Anyway, right. You go, guys, and it's a lovely day in France. I'm cooking, and I love it. I mean, the weather is beautiful, and I'm by a river. The river I'm just doing all my podcasts now, and I'm loving it. I love it. It's just beautiful. So peaceful. I love you. Please, guys, help me out for this problem I've got, you know, is eating things, you know, please. And if you subscribe to the channel, it'd be great. You don't have to subscribe on YouTube, on iTunes. It's on Google Cast now. I've got radio show. I've got, you can listen on Podomatic, which is where I dump my shit. But there's loads of various platforms that you can listen to this. So it's not like Apple. You don't have to listen to an iTunes. Traffic is great. I actually got two more podcasts that I listen to now. Because on that job, you know, what's great about this, I can listen to podcasts all day long and move and books all day long because I'm just left to my own device, you know, which is great. Nobody gives me shit. I don't give anybody shit. I'm just opening up bags of shit and then I'll just deal with my shit inside my head. I use the word shit quite a lot in that sentence, didn't I? Anyway, I've got to go now, really. I love you. And thanks for listening. And I'll see you soon. Spread the words if you can and leave me some comments. But I don't care about comments right now, today. I just want to get on with this problem that I've got. Am I a healer? Am I not a healer? Am I full of shit or am I not full of shit? Please help me. Love you and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on other platform where you listen to this podcast. I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's DJ Soulier, so that's D-I-D-I-E-R, S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free, but you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.